This goes to Dr. Scott Strom, S-T-R-O-M. Fax 989-463-1713 regarding Robert Ritchie, R-I-C-H-E-Y, date of birth 3-12 of 1935. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Ritchie with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of anemia, and dementia. He's here with his wife and his daughter. He's had three ER visits since August of this year, and they were all for mental status changes that were quite different from his usual dementia. He was very lethargic, unable to walk when he initially went in. The last visit was November 29th, and he had CAT scans of the chest, CAT scan of the brain. Those were negative for pathology, no history, no findings of stroke. However, they did find a bladder stone on the CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, and he's been referred to a urologist in Lansing and goes later this month to see the urologist. He does have ongoing cough and chest congestion. The daughter is concerned that he may have some aspiration problems. He does not remain well after he finishes antibiotics. The cough, chest congestion, and rattling in the chest returns. And that needs further evaluation, it sounds like. They did get his labs. Those were done 12/29 of 23. And creatinine level was actually improved at 1.37 with GFR of 50. When he was in the ER, the GFR was in the range of 40, low 40s. But it has returned to his baseline. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or foaminess or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Lipitor has been stopped. He's not on aspirin. Also, Losartan, 100 milligram daily, was stopped, and hydrochlorothiazide was also stopped when he was in the ER, presumably due to low blood pressure, and that has not been restarted. Physical exam, weight 172 pounds. That's a 5-pound increase over the last year. And he was last seen in this office January 10th of last year. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 160 over 72. Pulse is 56. Reportedly, when he was in the office last week to see you, his blood pressure was 130 over 70. They have not been checking blood pressures at home, and I've advised them to start doing that, and they will purchase a blood pressure home monitor to do so. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs have inspiratory bronchi on the left only, from the base about halfway up the lung. The right is clear, and that does not clear with cough. He has a very weak cough that's very rattly, but that doesn't clear the bronchi. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done 12/29 of 23. Creatinine 1.37, estimated GFR of 50. Albumin 4, calcium is 8.9. Sodium is 136, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus 3.9. Hemoglobin is 13.1 with normal white count, platelets 147,000. Assessment and plan 1 is stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with baseline creatinine levels, no progression of disease. 2, hypertension, currently elevated blood pressure in the office, I've asked the family to obtain a blood pressure monitor for home and start checking the blood pressure twice a day to see if any changes needed to be made. Possibly he could resume the hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily if blood pressure remains elevated at home. 3, history of anemia. 4, chronic cough since August of 2023 with abnormal left lung sounds. Perhaps he needs a CAT scan of the chest for further evaluation. The daughter suggests that he may have some aspiration problems. She does hear him cough at times when he is eating and drinking. And they have started blending his food so that he's not having large chunks of meat to have to swallow. He also may need a pulmonology consult, and the family is willing to take him for evaluation if you deem that that would be appropriate. A swallowing evaluation could also be considered due to the recurrent cough that clears and then comes back. We have asked him to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.